Yeah, and it's interesting too when you think about quality of life, and this comes up with CLL, you know, because now you have venetoclax up front, particularly with obinutuzumab versus BTK, ibrutinib now, acalabrutinib. And, you know, of course, BTK inhibitors are not very easy necessarily to take. They have a lot of quality of life issues. But on the other hand, the venetoclax, you hear almost nothing. Do you see any quality of life, any side effects?
That, you know, when patients ask me about this, sometimes my answer, I see in their eyes, like, they feel like I'm like a snake oil salesman or something, because it really does sound too good to be true. I, you know, after treating, I don't know, 170 plus patients now with this regimen, I mean, there's very little I can hang my hat on in terms of like when I go over consenting these people to tell them what are the major risk factors. You know, there are some GI issues. I think a lot of that has to do with taking 4 big tablets every day and just like getting those down and swallowing those can be an issue for some older patients, some younger patients too. So that alone is an issue, but there's some kind of one-off stuff or odd reactions that I've seen, but almost nothing consistent enough to tell people that, you know, like when you counsel someone with ibrutinib, you know, these are the things that we frequently see. So I don't know what that makes me. Like I said, sometimes I feel a little, you know, guilty about that or bashful because, you know, I'm telling them that, you know, this has a high chance of working and, you know, to expect very few, if any, side effects. But that's been my experience.